Unit 6. Approaching Literature. Exercise 4. Listen and read the extract from the novel Frankenstein by Mary Shelley.
From this day, chemistry became nearly my only occupation. One of the phenomena which especially attracted my attention was the structure of the human body. I often asked myself where the principle of life came from. So I decided to apply myself more particularly to physiology. I also began to study the science of anatomy, but this was not sufficient. I also observed the natural decay and corruption of the human body. I began to examine the cause and progress of this decay and spent days and nights in tombs and cemeteries. I saw how the fine form of man was degraded and deteriorated. I saw how the worm inherited the wonders of the eye and brain. After days and nights of incredible labour and fatigue, I succeeded in discovering the cause of generation and life. No, more. I became capable of giving animation to lifeless matter. Yet to prepare a frame for the reception of it, with all its intricacies of fibres, muscles and veins, still remained incredibly difficult. It was with these feelings that I began the creation of a human being. I decided to make the being of a gigantic stature, that is to say, about 8 feet in height, and proportionally large. After having made this decision and spending some months in collecting and arranging my materials, I began. Who could understand the horrors of my secret toil as I dabbled among the damps of the grave, or tortured the living animal to animate the lifeless clay? My body now trembles and my eyes fill with tears. But then an irresistible and almost frantic impulse pushed me. I collected bones from cemeteries and disturbed with profane fingers the tremendous secrets of the human frame. In a solitary room at the top of the house, I kept my workshop of disgusting creation. My eyeballs were starting from their sockets in attending to the details of my employment. The dissecting room and the slaughterhouse furnished many of my materials. Every night I was oppressed by a slow fever, and I became nervous to a most painful degree. The fall of a leaf frightened me, and I stayed away from my fellow creatures as if I were guilty of a crime. The energy of my purpose alone sustained me. My labours would soon end, and I believed that exercise and amusement would then drive away disease. And I promised myself both of these when my creation was complete.